I showed up at Ajahn Chah's monastery in probably January 1974, and I'd already ordained as a monk. Had no clue what I was doing. I was studying and meditating a little bit at a monastery, and they said, "Why don't you ordain?" And I said, "Oh, I could never do that." And they said, "Why not?" And I said, "Well, I couldn't live like that for the rest of my life." And then they said, "Well, no, it's ordinary in Thailand to take temporary ordination. 3 months, 4 months." So I said, 3 or 4 months, I could do that. So now it's 44 years later. But it was showing up and I kept hearing about Ajahn Chah. And the place that I ordained, I asked the teacher there, and he said, "Oh, you should go pay respects to Ajahn Chah. A very good teacher." So I took his advice, and when I arrived, then there were a few Westerners there already, but it wasn't a large number, and it was a large community of with Thai monks and a large community of Thai nuns there, which we had no contact at all. There's a very vibrant community. And then going to meet Ajahn Chah, and oftentimes people ask, "Oh, what was it like living with Ajahn Chah?" You know, sort of just kind of like, "Oh, you're so lucky." And it's true, I was lucky. But it just depends. I mean, he could be charismatic, inspiring. He could be irritating and frustrating. He could be, very gentle and sensitive, and he could just hit you over the head with directness, and you're like, "I didn't need that," but he'd do it, and you had to be willing to be with that, to stay with that, and.